Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You're knowing what you're wanting?
Yes.
Get out. Well, it is a evolving thing, isn't it? And it moves about quite a bit. And sometimes, when you are clear about what you want, but you have no idea when it's going to come, or how it's going to come, or who's going to be with it when it comes, or where it's going to come from, we understand how that can be an annoying question. But when you remember who you are, that you are source energy in physical bodies, you are extensions of source energy, and you have come forth into this leading-edge time-space reality, understanding that out here on the leading edge, where this contrast is so supreme, that desires will be born from your involvement in it. You understood before you came forth into this physical body that you just cannot move around in variety or in contrast without coming to your own personal, selfish conclusions about what would be better for you. You just can't stop that. And since you are, when you first get here, so freshly from that non-physical vantage point where you understand the power of law of attraction, and you understand that once life causes you to come to an awareness that you prefer something, and once you turn your undivided attention to that which you do prefer, that you begin to set up a vibrational signal that law of attraction is responding to at all times, and you knew from that non-physical vantage point how really simple and sublime life would be out here on the leading edge. You knew it was the preferred place to be because you knew it was the new place to be. You knew that there is never a crowd on the leading edge, but you knew that you were coming forth to the leading edge with billions of other physical humans who would be sifting through the data, and you knew that you would come to your unique preferences, and you knew that when you did, that law of attraction would go to work on them immediately. From that broader non-physical vantage point, however, you really intended to be an offerer of a clearer, purer signal of intent. You knew that whatever it is you're offering vibrationally, law of attraction is going to respond to, so you knew that expansion would be your experience, and you knew that since the contrast would help you to come to new conclusions about what you want, you knew that if you could focus upon what you want, that what you want would be your dominant vibration, that law of attraction would respond to it, and you knew that you would have a powerful leading-edge experience. But when you got here into your physical environment, and you began sifting through the contrast, we see many of you stuck in the I know what I don't want part of it. Whenever you know what you don't want, you always know more clearly what you do want. And if you could turn more often toward what you do want and speak primarily of that, your lives would move so splendidly. But somehow or other, over time, you get oriented to knowing what you don't want and then wanting to talk to others about that and explaining how much you really don't want that. Now, the whole time you're explaining why you really don't want that, a rocket of desire about what you really do want is going out, and source energy is riding that rocket, and the larger part of you is going that away toward what you really want. But humans, bless your heart, know so clearly what you don't want. And for some reason, it's so compelling. It's almost as if you feel that you need to justify what you do want by really explaining how awful what you don't want is. So you've become really expert at describing what you don't want. You join those online chat groups, you subscribe to those complaining newsletters, you watch those particular television programs that really zero in on what you do not want and articulate it to perfection. You have become experts about what you don't want, which means the larger part of you has become expert about what you do want. But until the physical part of you gets oriented in the direction of what you do want, you're setting up a sort of tug of war inside yourself that is unpleasant. The reason it feels so bad not to have what you want is not because you're not getting what you want, it's because you're splitting your energies, and splitting your energies feels bad. Everything that you want, whether it's a material object, a relationship, a state of being, a pile of money, it doesn't matter, a circumstance, an event, every single thing that you want is because you think you will feel better in the having of it. And we want to say, of course you would feel better in the having of it, but you could feel better immediately in the not splitting your energy about it. When you know what you want and why you want it, you're usually more aligned in your energy. But when you know what you want and why you want it, but you don't know where it's going to come from, who's going to bring it, when it's going to come, how it's going to get there, and those are the drums that you're beating, then you set up this discord within you. And it's this vibrational discord that we really want you to come to an understanding of, because if you get a sense of this vibrational discord, then you will come to understand how you sense your vibrational discord through your emotions and what to do about releasing the vibrational discord and coming into alignment. When you offer one singular signal about what you want, all of the resources that exist, the energy that creates worlds, lines up with you to assist you in the achievement or the becoming of that which you are asking for. So we want to give you a brief description of how this all fits together. You are, of course, magnificent physical beings in these beautiful bodies, but you are not the flesh, blood, and bone being that you think you are. You are a vibrational energy being first and foremost. The reason that you even see yourself in this body is because your eyes translate vibration, your ears translate vibration so you hear, your eyes translate vibration so you see. Even your fingertips, everything that you feel or taste or smell, these are vibrational interpretations. You are a vibrational being who has come forth from source energy, and from that source energy vantage point, you understood your complete worthiness, you understood the laws of the universe, you understood that you were wanting to project a part of yourself into the leading edge time-space reality for the purpose of coming to new conclusions. You are a creator, and you knew that your best creating is done out there on the leading edge where there are all of these magnificent choices to choose from. So the larger part of you, vibrational being that you are, remains non-physically focused. Do you get that? Someone said, Abraham, do you ever come forth and be physical? And we say, we are physical all over the place. But if all of us came forth and be physical, there would be no energy that feeds that which came forth to be physical. It's like the toaster. You plug it into the electricity, but the electricity doesn't come and be the toaster. The electricity bees the electricity, and the toaster is the toaster. And friends, we love you very much. You are the toaster. But you are more than the toaster. You are also connected to the energy stream. And when you out here as the toaster, maybe we should stop that. We like it though. When you out here as the physical extension of source energy are in vibrational sync with the source energy that is you, then you complete that circuit and all is well and you feel at your very best. You're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You feel passion. You are thriving. You are energetic. You are vivacious. You have vitality. You have flexibility. You have stability. In other words, when you are in alignment with the energy that is you, with the resources that are you, then you are at your very best. But if you should pinch yourself off, and you often do, by finding a vibrational thought that is so contrary to who you really are, then you don't feel so good.